members, this provision for tours to scrape the tags off did pass in another bill. I think it was even a confusing bill number 2383 or something.
Yeah.
So the House floor has passed that concept of also requiring a tower. So there were two separate bills that came back in one bill. The dash B3 amendments are proposed by the tours, dealers, and from the Department of Transportation. They exempt vehicles that are sold to licensed dealers. So towing companies and dealers that sell vehicles to licensed dealers will not have to scrape the date stickers off. If they sell them to wreckers or anyone else, they will have to. And just to remind people, this does not affect person-to-person sales if you sell your vehicle to another person. The way in the bill a person's able to drive off the lot, and this was true of the House bill as it passed the House, is they can sell 10-day trip permits. Kelly has two additional technical changes. If you want to hear about those, she's here. If you don't, there, you can see them in the bill. Ryan did a hand and gross version of the bill, so you can see it. And as you all know, since the bill passed the House, it's been elevated in status. It's now part of the transportation revenue package, one of the two bills in that package, and that's so that the anticipated increases in title registration and trip permit activity are part of the new revenue that would be split between cities and counties in the in House Bill 2041.
Thank you, Janet. Representative Beyer.
Well, unless anyone has questions, I move the adoption of the dash B3 amendments.
Representative Beyer moves the adoption of the dash B3 amendments. Is there any discussion? Kelly, did you want to talk about these amendments?
Only
all right. Is there any discussion, any questions?
No question.
Senator Starr.
Are the used car dealers and the towers in support of the amendments?
Appropriate nods of the head. Monty, would you like to come up and say we love it?
Or any other three words of your choosing.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Monty King, Executive Director, Oregon Independent Auto Dealers. Kelly's told me keep it short. We thought dealer transactions were already exempted with some other wording in other parts of the law. And I asked Kelly to really check because we didn't want to make a mistake on this. And after some research, and DMV went through and found that it did not exempt a dealer-to-dealer transaction. And all that would have done was cost dealers $20 or $30 extra per transaction. And they would have to pass that on to the consumer. So that wasn't a good deal. And also, Al's part of it was included in the amendment. So dealer-to-dealer, there's no reason to move them off because the last dealer would have to take them off if they didn't process title registration. So I don't think we need to go the way Pennsylvania did and require dealers to title cars in their own name before they can sell them to another dealer. That's not a good idea.
Okay, thank you, Mom.
Quickly, I think my understanding is that the original revenue statement or fiscal or whatever is on this assumed this was happening anyway. So it doesn't reduce the revenue.
Any other?
Mr. Chair. Yes, dear.
The other question I had about the bill, because it does say Oregon plates, and there's a process if you sell to if you are selling a state, selling a car without a state plates, you already take the plates off. So if that comes up on the floor or anything, that's already taken care of.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, with a dealer, if a vehicle has out-of-state plates on it, they have to remove those out-of-state plates from the vehicle while it's on the lot. So if it's sold to an Oregonian, you're not going to put those plates back on it anyway.
Plus, Mr. Chair, if I might, mm-hmm. The dealers don't like to sell cars with Michigan license plates on them because people think they've been rusted out. So. I just had to get that in.
Al, did you have some comments?
Mr. Chair, for the record, Al Elkins, Oregon Tow Truck Association. I agree with Representative Beyer. I believe we all had the assumption that this language. The language in the bill permitted us to do this already, so I think it was just a clarification to make sure that was hammered home.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen, for your testimony. Is there any other discussion? Is there any objection? Hearing none, the Dash B3 amendments are adopted. Representative Beyer.
I move the House concur in the Senate amendments dated June 2nd and that the bill be further amended and repassed.
Representative Beyer moves that the House concur in the Senate amendments dated June 2nd and that the bill be further amended and repassed. Is there any discussion? Ryan, would you call the roll, please?
Representative Beyer.
Aye.
Representative Mabry.
Aye.
Senator Messer.
Aye.
Senator Starr.
Aye.
Senator Brown.
Aye. The motion carries. And
Senate floor carrier and House floor carrier.
Senator Metzger will carry.
I can do it or you.
Either way. Okay. Representative Beyer will carry on the House side. Thank you. And with that, we conclude our business, I do believe.
Thank you.
We are adjourned. Much more efficient.